This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are at 7 after the hour, another good day hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner to bring you into the fold here as things unfold. This is an unusual radio program, and as it's unusual in lots of different ways. I guess the fact that it's been on the air longer than any other syndicated radio program is one thing I take pride in, but I also take pride in and hopefully providing an example of how one person. You can't do it by yourself, but I've stayed the course because I wanted to stay the course. I needed to stay the course. The course wasn't, there weren't alternatives for me, that is to go to work for some big company, because I don't play well with the issue. Not
word.
A big surprise there.
I identify with that with you.
Yeah, I don't play big. The big radio companies are anathema to me, even though some of them carry this program, and I thank them for that. But they find that it works well in their circumstance. But there is just too much consolidation even there. You know, talking about the stuff that we've been talking about and prices and how they're all affected. And the same is true in the radio business. I get a big kick out of, this isn't too inside baseball because I think it's become very public. The folks at SiriusXM have initiated an advertising campaign which takes a real shot at AM and FM radio. I mean, basically, the context of the spots are, why do you need, who needs AM and FM radio? You've got Sirius. Well, they may have a point when it comes to music. The way the music world, there was, maybe some people listening know who Don K. Reed was, a fellow that was very big in New York radio. At a time when everybody depended on the local radio market, there weren't really syndicated shows. And Don K. Reed came along in a time when there was a real focus on personality in the music world, the music stations, the disc jockeys of the 50s and 60s and 70s and into the 80s. But with the advent of talk radio, the personalities on the music side kind of began to dwindle for a number of different reasons. And so the fact that SiriusXM is saying, throw away your AM/FM radio and listen to us, they may have a salient point when it comes to music, because the stations that all belong to the big companies have all, you know, you do some of it. They've gone to voice tracking. And they've done stuff, you know, they try to make it sound like a local radio program on a local station, but it's not. Who knows? How far away have you? I'm not letting the cat out of the bag, am I, with you?
No, you're all good.
Okay.
I don't do anything right now, but right. I was, and it was local. It was local radio stations. It just, it wasn't live, like for middays or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was, I was still able to be local. It was just, it wasn't the live and local part.
Yeah. It was, you were a companion, but you weren't, there wasn't meaningful conversation.
Yeah. Although I will say I lived about 45 minutes away from the station, and there were times where I would voice track on a Friday and record everything for the weekend, and then something big would happen.
Right.
Like a celebrity marriage or death or baby. And I would actually have to go in then during my off time to re-record something.
Yep.
Or just to add the new breaking news.
Yeah. Right. That happens sometimes with us on the Talk Radio Countdown show, where something will happen over the weekend and we are caught flat-footed because we do the program on Friday and it runs all weekend long. That happens sometimes, not often, but at any rate, the point that I'm trying to make here is that the radio companies, where people wanted and needed the companionship of some of these great disc jockeys, great personalities, who now are really no more on the FM dial where there's music, there is something to what SiriusXM is saying about that. But on the other side of the coin, the talk radio world is not replicated, duplicated, or matched on Sirius. They've got a couple of, they've got a couple of channels, and I say this because Maybe this sounds a little self-serving. When Sirius XM, when Sirius started, wasn't the XM was one company and Sirius was the other, and then they combined about, I don't know, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. But when the advent, the beginning of Sirius, I was on a channel for 5.5 years with the other independent broadcasters at the time. I think Dave Ramsey was on with me, Smirkanish was on the same channel with me. I'm trying to think who the other people were that were on there. And at any rate, after 5.5 years, that channel was purchased by Martha Stewart for $800,000, and that was the end of us. So some of them have Smirkanish is still on, and Ramsey still, I think Ramsey's got a channel on Sirius. But the general talk folks like me went away. So the only place you're going to find, and this is my counter to the Sirius ad that people are talking about, I disagree with them completely when it comes to, and the way they're promoting it, they just don't have good talk. They have a few good shows, but not many. The good talk is on your local radio station, whether it be nationally syndicated stuff like this program, or whether it be local hosts. But you can count on the local. Oftentimes they're news, they call them news talk because that's what we call the format, and the conversation is about what goes on in the news for the most part. I'm a little lighter in that fare. I'm not the heavy hit them over the head stuff on this program, but it is a conversation that you won't find anywhere else. You're certainly not going to find it on Sirius.
Mm-hmm. So, and you don't have to pay a premium or buy a package to listen
free.
To it.
All right. Hello. It's free, 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 free. Let's get back to something we have been talking about off and on, and this is more specific information about the cost of oil, our oil reserves, the kind of thing. I think last week I told you the story about how the Biden administration, very quietly, the news machines are either willingly accomplices in this or they're asleep at the switch. It just shows you how bad they are. I didn't see anywhere. Did you hear any place that the United States sold oil reserves to China? And in fact, some of it was going from China to Russia. Did you?
I saw some online in some news articles, but I hadn't found anything that I would consider reputable.
Reputable. Thank you. Yes. And reputable. Well, I'll tell you that looking this over here and seeing what is more to the point of the cost of the oil, this, I'm going back to November of 2020, Jay. This was before the Russians invaded Ukraine. The price of gasoline started rising with the price of the... Once we got into the pandemic, the prices started going up and up and up. So if you go back to November of 2020, which is about 6 months after the pandemic started, right? Started in March of 2020. So if you go from November 2020, let's say, to November of 2021, again, before the Russians invaded Ukraine, the price of gasoline in that year rose 66%. Now, it did slowly. It didn't do like we've had in the last 6 months go up like a rocket, but it was going up steadily. Nickel here, penny here, a dime there, and you didn't really notice it unless you bought a lot of gasoline. If you're just buying a tank a week, a lot of people only fill up the car, like they drive here and there, they're up to drive to work, or you don't fill it up. So if you don't fill it up with regularity, you don't kind of notice it. But the business of where the prices are now, if you look back to a month ago, the price of regular gasoline, about in the middle of June, hit an all-time high because not necessarily of just the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That's a factor. But the policies of the current administration, not drilling, not taking advantage of places and prices where you could get more people involved in producing oil and gas, that's all have been left to be squandered, basically. And,
well, doesn't the price also go up given the time of year? Isn't it higher in the summer?
I would say yes, that is true. But if you look at what happened Memorial Day, the price was that Memorial Day weekend through the first week of June was when it was the highest, as I just indicated. But the 4th of July that's where the decrease in prices started. The week before the 4th of July, prices started coming down. And since then, they've gone down 30, 40, 50 cents a gallon. And so that belies the argument that they'll gouge you when there's, you know, there's a lot of use of the product. In this circumstance, they gouged you when there was another circumstance when they thought you weren't going to be looking, where they could blame it on the Russians and Ukraine. You know, they bear some of the responsibility, the Russians do, but not to the extent where the price of gasoline is doubled. That's really kind of the point here. And it looks to me like regulators and politicians and bureaucrats have been asleep at the switch, or maybe deliberately, who knows, the collusion that goes on between people in government and, you know, the companies themselves and the lawyers and lobbyists that they hire. But make no mistake about it, there's a whole bunch of reasons for the price to go up. And maybe now because now people are waking up to the fact, and there is resistance, and people are talking about it, and folks on programs like this, they're weighing in, and they're disgusted with it, as well they ought to be. And people say, well, what can we do? You can not drive, or you can make a lot of noise, or you can be public. They don't like negative PR. They don't like any of that stuff. So now that it's a focus on them, you know, they're giving it a sort of a different, they're putting a different spin on it. So that's why the prices are going down, I think, in part. At any rate, it's certainly worth some consideration, something to think about as you plan your your holiday. Where are you going? What are you going to do? Will you be bleeding because of the cost of gasoline? Speaking of that, there is, and I don't know if I have time to do this, there were some green sea turtles that were found bleeding at the neck. Do you see that in Japan?
Yes, isn't that sad?
What in the world caused that, though? What's the story with that? What made that happen? They've been investigating it since last week. These sea turtles were found during low tide.
At least 30 endangered sea turtles. They're investigating it, trying to figure out if it's human-made wounds or if there's something these turtles are getting stuck
on. Maybe getting entangled in the nets.
Yeah.
That's what happens with some of this stuff.
Yeah, but the police are investigating and they're questioning witnesses and trying to figure out what is going on with these endangered sea turtles.
Yep. 18 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? In this case, Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The reason why COVID-19 is still a very important issue is because of two reasons. It's a changing disease. It's a very different disease than it was 2.5 years ago. You're not going to have the personal protection that you need. The other big concern about COVID-19, why this can't go away, is because of long COVID.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now. It's time for celebrity gossip, the things on social media that are trending. Here's the story, Jay, of Emilia Clarke, who's a very good actress. She has proven that she has the ability to do all kinds of different things. She was in Game of Thrones. I think that's where she became first well-known, but she's been in a number
really
of things.
Really a household name in Game of Thrones, yeah.
Yeah, right. But then after that, she played so many different parts. I found her to be quite appealing as an actress, attractive, kind of fun. But now comes a word that she's had a couple of brain aneurysms. What's that? That's dangerous. That could be life-threatening.
Life-threatening, exactly, especially what she went through with two different ones, two separate occasions. And one happened back when she was still filming Game of Thrones, and she was working out with her trainer, and all of a sudden she just had this really horrific pressure in her brain where she collapsed to the floor in pain. She was able to crawl to the bathroom, and she said she just became so violently ill, and they called the doctor. They went, they looked, and they were like, there's a brain aneurysm. You need to, like, we need to remove this. And then it happened again a few years later. Well, they found one on the opposite side of her head, and they said that right now it's fine, but we have to monitor it and make sure it doesn't grow, but it probably won't grow. Well, the probably part was wrong, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
It caused all kinds of different situations, and she actually had to have part of her skull removed to get into the one, and had titanium plate put in place, and basically, she is missing part of her brain, and she shouldn't have survived. And if she did survive, she shouldn't really be able to talk. And here she is, living a normal life, a very eloquent woman,
elegant and
incredible.
Elegant. Yes.
Yeah, an incredible actor.
Yeah. She's quite the athlete, too. She was going through a lot of the training for the part she played in Game of Thrones and developed. She kind of reminds me of the Natalie Portman story where they bulked up in order to play the role, and they sort of kept themselves looking that way. She has done that. But I'll tell you something. I know people who have died of aneurysms. What happens, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is an important part of our program. has explained, as a cardiologist and someone who understands the circulatory system, these little aneurysms can start just with a micromillimeter expansion. It doesn't take much. You have oftentimes aneurysms are more common in your gut than they are in your brain. But I know people who have had them and they've died. I know a woman who was the mother of a very close friend of mine when I was growing up, 54 years old. She had a horrible headache, went in to lay down on the bed, never got up. Basically, the blood, the feeding of the blood to the brain, or in the case of the gut or wherever they could expand, expands to the point where it blows up. And you got to keep every year you have a physical, you need to keep those things in check. And I imagine she was on blood thinners and lots of other things that would keep these. This is basically a brain clot where the blood just doesn't flow, and then it pushes the wall of the veins, it blows them out so that they blow up. And it's very dangerous, very dangerous. So anyway, God love her. She's somebody to hopefully. Has she been anything lately? I haven't seen her anything lately. I kind of look around, keep a watch on her because I think she's very attractive and has a great personality in some of these roles she's played.
Yeah, she has a lot. She has a good amount of stuff coming out. She has a couple of films coming out this year, another one set for next year. She has another film in production, a couple more that are in development. So she's working.
Good luck to her. 28 after.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have
paid for by government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you will receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bipartisan legislation passed on Tuesday would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act and enshrine marriage equity into federal law. The legislation was approved 267 to 157 in a House vote. Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, is sounding the alarm on Democrats' continued spending during a time of inflation.
For the better part of a year, our colleagues have been trying to cook up legislation that would make life harder for small businesses, attack affordable American energy, and hike income taxes on families in every single tax bracket. Apparently, for most Washington Democrats, spending the country into inflation actually wasn't enough.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat from Maryland, won the Democrat primary Tuesday night. Van Hollen is seeking a second 6-year term in the Senate.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As it has for billions of years, it gets hot in the summer and cold in the winter. Climate change activists, including children barely old enough to do simple math and their fear-mongering to push an agenda, is blasted across mainstream media and publications across the interwebs. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday pushed the fear-mongering with calls of climate collective suicide.
This has to be the decade of decisive climate action. That means trust, multilateralism, and collaboration. We have a choice, collective action or collective suicide. It is in our hands.
All the water on this planet is billions of years old, yet when you take a drink today, it's as fresh as it can be. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News also calls out the gloom and doom of climate activism.
They don't mind flying around the world in private planes. They don't mind having huge houses with enormous amounts of air conditioning. They don't mind the size of their carbon footprint. It's a classic example. What you have is a power elite which thinks that climate is the emotional excuse to control the rest of us.
U.S. stock markets recorded the biggest one-day gains in nearly a month Tuesday. The Standard & Poor's 500 added 2.8%. The tech-focused NASDAQ composite gained 3.1%. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 2.4%. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's a story floating around today about an orange lobster who is rescued by a red lobster. So they found a bright orange lobster, and apparently one in 30 million.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Some pretty good news from Florida. It's always good news. You can counter bad news with good news in almost every part of our country. So here's the story of a policeman who dove into the water to rescue a dog. This is Lighthouse Point down in Florida. Police Department Officer Bob Stebbins. Dog was drowning off the coast. And so the statement on Facebook read that a frantic caller reported her dog had jumped into the intercoastal waterway. And the officer responded to the call, showed up. The dog had been treading water for 25 minutes. The officer made out, you know, you could hear the dog, couldn't see him because it was dark.
Yeah.
Right?
Finally found the dog and just barely saw the nose poking up, and he knew what he needed to do. So he takes off his equipment, jumps in the water, goes and rescues the dog. And here the dog had its leash on, and the leash got wrapped and tangled. And so that's what was keeping the dog there. And that fur baby is okay.
Yep. Good for that. That's the kind of stuff that we like to talk about. Not necessarily other things coming from the far corners of the country. There's more upset in Uvalde, where more of this footage from the police officer's body camera has been released. So they're trying to, and I'm not sure whether this is aimed at PR or what, but they decided yesterday to release the police officer body camera on the fellow that was first in. You know, we're going back, what was this, May 24th, 23rd, 24th, somewhere in there. What the police say is it provides important context to a lot of the news. Now, this is interesting because we're going back to the news media and how they've reported on this and what we think we know versus what, you know, everybody's been, including me, quick to criticize the way the police handled it. They didn't have any real direction, that's for sure. They didn't have any leadership, and so they didn't know what to do.
The person everybody thought was in charge didn't know that they were in charge, apparently.
Right. Well, either they, but at that time, you know, if you have really good leadership, or if you put somebody in a leadership position, they become bigger than the they're bigger than the individual. So let's put it that way. They have the responsibility, and they know what the job is, and or if they're the right person, they know what the job is. They don't need somebody to rubber stamp. Okay, here's your contract, and you start tomorrow. If you're there and you've got a target, if you pardon the use of the term, you know what to do and you do it. You don't. It's almost the good police officers are, they have instincts. Being a good police officer is instinctive, I think. I think that goes for almost any job, frankly. The people who are very successful in whatever the given business is are instinctively good at it if they found a calling. Like if you're a good plumber, or you're a good carpenter, or you're a good writer, or you're a good radio person, or you're a good politician, whatever it is, you come from a position of strength knowing instinctively how to do. Now, I know that you got to be trained pilots, for example, another. You got to train pilots how to fly, but the people instinctively who are aware of their surroundings, you know, when you're in the cockpit and you're looking around, you're aware of what's around you. You don't need the radar, although that certainly is helpful in the tools that they're given now. But good pilots will be watching all around them to see what's going on in the sky or what's going on in the airport. You know, that kind of stuff. You're a good driver. You don't. You have instincts. Sometimes they're called upon. I was driving the rain yesterday afternoon out to Western Massachusetts, and there were a couple of circumstances. The rain was pouring down in sheets. Well, that can be kind of scary for an untrained driver, an unexperienced driver. What do? I can't see because the rain was coming down that hard in sheets. Like, literally, I couldn't see 40 or 50 feet in front of me. Mm-hmm. So what do? You make sure you get to the right-hand side of the road, and you slow down until you can actually see what's going on. Sometimes people just stop, pull over the side of the road.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And people need to put on their hazards. It's important to put on your hazards,
right,
especially if you're on the interstate. And if you get into a hydroplane, don't slam on your brakes.
Yep. No. Ooh. But you see, that's like on ice, too, the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you steer into whatever the problem is, you're going to have a crash. And so it's really, there are a lot of underlying problems, but instinctive. And again, you may be a good banker. You can take whatever the trade is, whatever the job is. And if you're instinctively good at it, then I'm sure some of these police officers at the Robb Elementary School were good at what they did, but they were frustrated because they tried to do something. I think, wasn't there a bunch of police that went in and there other police pulled them out?
There was a police officer whose wife was one of the teachers killed, and she reached out to him, and he was trying to get in there, and they removed him, and they disarmed him.
Yeah. Well, it's something, certainly, a lot of food for thought here. The drama continues, if you will. Speaking of drama, the House of Representatives this week set to vote to protect same-sex marriage, interracial marriages. This is a confrontation that's brewing with the Supreme Court, and because they booted it, they had the ability to codify Roe v. Wade, and they didn't. So now they're learning from their mistakes, and there are many people who believe that it's something that ought to be done right away. I'm I am not ambivalent because I think if people are happy, they ought to be left to their own. What difference does it make? Why in the world, what kind of a progressive country would say you can't get married to a white person if you're black? Or if you're if you're a gay man and you love another gay man, why can't we be? I have three or four neighbors here, men that have been married to other men for a long time. Nobody pays any attention. Why should you? They're happy to have a good time, good life. They support each other. What more do you want?
Well, and what gives anybody a right to say, I don't want to live my life this way, so I don't want you to live your life this way either? If you don't want to have
it,
if you don't want to be gay married, don't be gay married. Don't tell other people they can't.
So the proposal is called the Respect for Marriage Act. It's expected to pass the House, but it'll stall in the Senate, where most Republicans would... Why? Why do Republicans not want this? What is there about being a Republican? Is it something in the food that they eat in the cafeteria?
I think it's one of those things where people get put into boxes. I know a lot of Republicans who are not against gay marriage.
No, me too.
Totally, yes. And same on the other side, I know some Democrats who cite their religious beliefs as to why a marriage should be strictly between a man and a woman.
It's none of your business. No matter what your role in life, what somebody does in their own house, in their own bedroom, is none, as long as nobody's being hurt, there's no distress, it's none of your business. And why is it, why do you want it to be your business? Especially when it comes to, you know, like interracial marriage. Why would that be something that would be a bother? And what does it do, you know, again, the Republican Party of today is not the Republican Party that I grew up with. I used to be an ardent, a very active Republican, active in local circles, active in national stuff. I worked hard for Reagan to get elected. And then after George Bush, the first one, you saw stuff happening that wasn't for me. And so I just opted out. And now you see this kind of stuff, and I really would be opting out now. And this is so divisive. And again, it's none of your business.
It is. And it's a smaller group within a party that gives the entire party a bad name. And it seems like it's that way for all parties involved.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, and other, you can equate this to other things that are going on business-wise and otherwise. You know, there are people, there are good and bad in every circle. I guess I go back to competency, and they're talking about the police down in Uvalde. But look at the competent people looking responsibly at the issues of the day. I would want to pick my battles, and this wouldn't be one of them. Because there are plenty of other things that, frankly, are far more important to the survival. There's nothing about the survival of the human race or of the planet that is going to be affected by eliminating same-sex marriage or interracial marriages. And some of this stuff is being drummed up by the liberal news media. I get that. They're trying to, you know, they do whatever they can to dismiss the Republicans. The Republicans are their own worst enemy because they're not very good at PR. And so there ought to be people who are responsible, moderate Republicans in the face of the reporters at the New York Times. Get in their face. Or other, whether it's television, newspapers, whatever it is, you know, there's some reporting that's really good, some reporting that's really accurate, and some reporting that's really bad. And it's very biased. I mean, you go through some of the stuff that we go through every day, looking at some of these news sites, you can see it just drenches, it drips with one-sidedness. So anyway, I just find this to be it draws a lot of energy out of the room, that's for sure. Speaking of that, one of the other things drawing energy out of the room is the January 6th hearing. There's somebody new that's going to be testifying this week. We'll find out who that is after this.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. You might think this sounds too good to be true, but we think it sounds like Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. It feels amazing and is so gentle you can wear them all day just like your other favorite Skechers sneakers. And not only will you be getting the massage, you'll also be getting Skechers' other famous comfort features, like a special luxury insole that offers extra support for 24/7 comfort. Plus, they come in a variety of fashionable styles, including lace-up and slip-ons, and they're machine washable for easy care. Get a bonus massage in every step with Skechers' new massage fit. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, 47 after the hour. So a couple of people, actually, Jay, from the National Security Council, former Trump people. One of them is Matthew Pottinger, who is on the National Security Council. The other one is Sarah Matthews, who is a White House aide, not unlike the lady who testified, was it last week, the week before, whose name neither of us can remember.
Yeah, it seemed like it was the other week. Well, yeah. And both of these people resigned within days after
January 6th. Right, exactly. It was so obvious that this was not good, that this was orchestrated, that it came, the stuff came from the top. And that's how, I think one of the reasons there are people who are now looking at Trump in a different way, a different light, because of this sort of thing, because it seems hard to pull him away from the association of January 6th, and that has soured Republicans who have heretofore kind of, they were hanging onto his coattails, and they were using him because he became a deity with some, and he still is with some people are Republicans.
Look at the news. When we talk about other people, it's about we're relaying stories that the news media is saying this is a Trump supporter or a Trump opposer. Yeah, and that's the big identifier before it gets to the point of who we're talking about and why we're actually
why would
talking
we vote
them.
For this person? I don't care whether Trump supports him. What the issue is in your local area and what are you going to do to fix those things? Why are people not talking about it? See, that's the watering down. I go back to the watering down. There's so many different ways of looking at problems, but the civics that was basically during George Bush's administration when they cut out gym, they cut out music, they cut out art, they cut out programs like civics because they need the money to pay for the war in Iraq. You see how fruitful that was, what that did to. And those are the kinds of things that people don't think about. That was anathema to me. And I don't know why. I can remember being on the air and people yelling and screaming at me because I was so against the war in Iraq. What are we going into Iraq for? I would ask, and people would say, oh, you got to follow the leader. He's our president. He can't do any wrong. And when we were in Afghanistan, we should have been, and we flubbed that. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Doctor time. Yes, it's the Good Day Health program on the air with Dr. Jack Stockwell, eminent Nuka chiropractor, eminent GAPS practitioner, eminent husband of Mary. All of those good things go together. From his clinic in Salt Lake City, he brings his information and part of the info, or maybe all of it. I can say handily that you're here in part because of the support of Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is stimulant-free and drug-free. You don't have to have any more crash diets, no drugs, no stimulants. Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy way to help you lose weight. More importantly, to keep it off, because that's the hardest thing to do, Jack, isn't it? Once you lose the weight, it's so hard to keep it off, because people go back to eating ice cream before they go to bed. Yours truly is.
Well, that's it. Their lifestyle doesn't change. You know, they go through extreme conditions, almost Spartan conditions, to lose the weight, and then when they've lost the weight, they start slipping back into the thing that caused the weight.
Right, so you'll go to toploss.com to find out how you get on this Calitrin program. Been around for 25 years. Certainly a wonderful combination of all natural things like collagen protein, digestive enzymes. Jack talks about that all the time with his own enzyme product, Long Life Energy Enzymes. Those are part of it. So those are a good combination, actually. The Calitrin and the Long Life Energy Enzymes, that'd be a good way for you to keep the weight off. Check it all out at toploss.com right now. Special deal for the summertime, the early summer. Buy as much as you want at the regular price and get an equal number without having to pay for it. So it lasts for a long time and you support yourself. And those enzymes, as I said, are good too. You get those at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Okay.
So here's the story of a Georgia woman who was paralyzed after four arteries came apart during a visit to a chiropractor. This happened on ABC News, 25, 30 years ago, and the chiropractic profession went into some kind of protective mode because everybody thinks that all chiropractors are the same. And in fact, with the number of people that go to chiropractors and get adjustments to their neck, this lady has got a GoFundMe page because she's paralyzed. So what's your read on this? She had cardiac arrest and a stroke and that kind of stuff. And so she was revived. She needed surgery. So what would contribute to, from a Nuka chiropractor's point of view, which is basically not neck manipulation like the traditional chiropractor, but so what do you make of this? I guess I'm asking for some help because I don't want the chiropractic profession to get a black eye because of something that was done wrong by one person.
You mean the way the medical profession gets a black eye for the medical malpractice problems day by day by day? The number of people who die from drug overdoses that they shouldn't be getting, not recreational drugs, but the number of people who are misdiagnosed. This is a battle for turf. Now, to answer your question, though, let me tell you this. This has happened maybe 2, 3, 4 times since I became a chiropractor.
Yeah, over decades.
Almost every case, they found out that these arteries were almost through dissection themselves at the time this took place.
What does that mean?
A dissecting artery is where the arterial wall is breaking down for a number of whatever reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that this happened at the same time someone was given a cervical adjustment. And I don't know what kind of adjustment it was, but the majority of chiropractors do pretty much the same thing, which, of course, is not what I do.
No, not at all.
And I'm not trying to distance myself from these guys in the sense of any liability. But when these things have been more fully investigated, they'll find out that the arteries in the entire body are having problems, not just the ones in the neck that already had started to break down and were heading towards an aneurysmal kind of experience anyway. I'm saying that this is more of a coincidence than anything else, because hardly is there ever enough energy applied to the neck, the way most chiropractors work, mm-hmm. to cause something like that to happen.
All right.
When you think of all the rear-end collisions, when you think of all the circus and the amusement park rides and all this kind of stuff, is far more deleterious than
that. Get their necks snapped around an automobile accident, that kind of
stuff. Exactly.
All right, quick comment on Brittany Griner's use of cannabis. Medical cannabis does what? Why would people be prescribed medical?
Well, there's a lot of good reasons for medically prescribed cannabis. It's anti-inflammatory. It's very calming for the entire nervous system. It stimulates the release of certain kinds of prostaglandins that contribute to healing. And the problem is, this is an effort by the pharmaceutical industry to stop something that's extremely cheap from getting into the marketplace that will do what drugs do without side effects.
Dr. Jack Stockwell from Salt Lake City here on the Doug Steffen Good Day. It's Good Day Health and Address Service at 59 after the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.